Good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Simin Taf Lamed Gimel. This is tonight's page is Daladim Beis, page 8. So Taf Lamed Gimel, Si'ifim, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. So says the Shulchan Aruch, HaBedikah Tzarech Shetiyah La'or Never Lola or HaLavana, that the Bedikah is supposed to be done by candlelight and not by moonlight. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Aleph, La'or Ener, U'Belel Yudal, Shaz Min Yadim, Sum Batayim, V'or Ener, Yafa Asl Bedikah. And it should be done specifically on the night of the 14th, and it should be at night because that's when people are around their house, and that's when the ner is able to shine most brightly. During the daytime, the light from the candle, shraga b'tira mayahani, right? The light from the candle doesn't really shine brightly and doesn't help much. And they specifically were misakin that bedika should be done using candlelight because you need to be able to get into tight corners to do the bedika. And if you did the bedika before nightfall on that day, on the 13th day, tzarech lachzor v'livdok leil yudal k'takanas chachamim. Even though you already did bedika, and you say, I'm pretty sure there's no chametz. I did bedika already. You got to do it again on the zman of bedikas chametz. Umikol makom nir adayin levarich az b'layla ala bedika. But if you just did bedika during the day at the wrong time, and you're only repeating because you did it at the wrong time, don't say a bracha on that bedika. D'yesh poskim d'yavid yasa bedika rishona, because there are poskim that hold that you were yotze b'diavid with that bedika. Achein im bata pelel. But if you did bedika a night too early, meaning you did it on the 13th night instead of the 14th night, so the oraner worked just fine, and you were very careful since then not to bring any more chametz in, you don't need to do another bedika. That's how most achronim understand. And if you're going to do another bedika, at least make sure you do not say a bracha on the other bedika. So if you did the bedika in the daytime of Yud Gimel, you do a bedika, you must do a bedika again at night, and better not to say a bracha. If you did a bedika in the nighttime of Yud Gimel, you probably don't need to do a bedika the next night, and if you do, you better not say a bracha. Says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter, V'mavrav lo badak lel yudalid, if a person didn't do bedika on lel yudalid, so lel yudalid came and went, and he has still not yet done bedika, kishabodak b'yom yudalid, lo yivdok lor hachamel lor aner. When you do the bedika during the day, don't use sunlight. Still use an or haner. Mishabura beis v'imavra v'lechadchila asa lichas abedika al yom yudal v'chanal. You're not allowed to wait till the next day. Lechadchila is talking about someone who did it. El or haner shal yadu yuchal lecha b'seitim machbos b'chorm v'stachim. Even though the or haner doesn't shine brightly during the daytime, but it does let you get into cracks and crevices and small areas where the daylight may not shine, but your candle will shine. V'achsadra sha'ora rav back in the Shulchan Aruch, if you have an achsadra that has a lot of natural light, then using sunlight is perfectly fine. And for that matter, using checking an area, using sunlight, an area directly underneath a skylight is also good, because you know that the sun is shining very brightly in that area. It's it's a place that has three walls, but one side is totally open, and there's some a roof. So it has a lot of natural light because there's one wall is missing, so all the natural light comes in through that wall. In all of this talk about using sunlight is if you didn't do the bedika at the night of bedika's chametz, and therefore you're doing it the next day. Because an achsadra has so much light, you don't need in there. You could just use the sunlight. So why does it say it is a bedieved in an achsadra? The way to do bedika during the daytime in an achsadra is the sunlight, because it's never the way to do bedika during the daytime. The way to do bedika is at nighttime with candlelight. So it's a bedieved that you're doing bedika during the daytime at all. And it's clear that if in the Gemara, that if a person didn't do bedika at night and they have to do bedika during the day, first thing in the morning you do bedika. No breakfast until you do bedika, because you have a mitzvah to do, and Zizim Akdim Mitzvah, you do the mitzvah as early as you can. Most mitzvahs are like that, right? If you have an option, do a mitzvah early in the day or late in the day. So Zizim Akdim Mitzvah, and you shouldn't eat before doing those mitzvahs. Rav Shach always advises people to do Pidyon HaBen in the morning. The Shach writes, there's a minute to do it during daytime. So he says, yeah, daytime because we're worried about the 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalak, whatever it is. So we do it during the daytime. But why wait till late in the afternoon? Do it in the morning. And he says, okay, if you're going to do it in the afternoon, just don't eat until the he tells the Aviyah Ben. Just don't eat until the Binyana Ben. I don't know too many people that do that. So Dayo, so if you use the Arachama, Dayo, and whether you're allowed to do Bedika during the day of Yud Gimel, using the natural light of the Arachama, L'chadchila Asrael, L'charchlam Zala Yudal, L'chadchila certainly not. You got to do Bedika on the night of Bedika's Chametz. U'b'diyavin Yerdein Tzarech Livdok Shenis. But if you did it, you don't need to do Bedika a second time. Ma'ayin Magen Rav Masov Simen, Shekazov Shemim Kol Mokam Yachzov Yudok Al Kol Panim Chedrechel B'layla Ein Sham. That at least you should redo one room at night just to do some semblance of Bedika, right? There's a Maramakum for those who go away for the whole Yantif and they're selling everything in their house anyway, and they say, leave one room that you do Bedika on the night of Bedika's Chametz. Can I get Aruba Shebecheder? Aruba Mikri Masha Be'emtza Agag. And Aruba doesn't mean like a window on the wall, it means a skylight. And the same would be true though if it's across from a window. But this in direct sunlight that's coming through the window. As opposed to when it's not in the direct sunlight that's shining through the window, where it still seems very light, but it's not the same. And even in direct sunlight, it's only if the window is, there's nothing there. It's just an open window. There's no glass there. But if there's glass there, then it has the same din as being minat studin. So you get the impression that their glass was not as clear as our glass. And that's what a number of the Achronim point out. The Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Rav Eliashiv, they'll point out, if you have glass windows that aren't tinted and that are perfectly, clear, the kind that birds, fly into, so then you could do Bedika across with the light across from that glass. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch Siv Beis, Ein bot kan lor avuka el lor aner. You should not use a torch, you should use a candle. V'lo b'ner shel chele, v'lo shel shuman, v'lo shel shemen, el b'ner shel shava. And you should not use a candle made of fat or other types of fat or oil. You should use a wax candle. Says Ramavu hu yichidi, and it should be a lone wax candle of the shneiros b'yachad. Afilu kluim dinim kavuka. But if you have two candles together, even if they're braided together or twisted together, it has a din like an avuka. Says the Mishpura Lora avuka shein yochel achnis the chorin is stuck. And the problem with the torch may give a lot of light, but it won't get into the chorin is stuck. And v'gamshu misari shami yisuf abayis v'lo yichel livdok yafa. And also, you're going to be afraid to bring it into places because you don't want to light your house on fire. Vein both can be etzim de mishcha. We don't use etzim de mishcha, a certain type of wood that that's flammable, and you can use it sha'oru gamkin gadol ken avuka, because it creates a large fire like an avuka. V'lo b'ner shel chelev shum isyari shami yatav al kelim v'afsidim. A ner shel chelev is very drippy, and it's going to ruin whatever drips on, so you're not going to be comfortable using it all over your house. V'lo shel shemen shum isyari lachnis l'chorin l'stakin pen yishpach hashemen. And nor should you use an oil candle, because you're going to be afraid to bring it into Chorin Mustak unless the oil spill. U'b'di'evet in baduk l'ara avuka enu chala b'dika. If you use the nor avuka, the b'dika doesn't even work b'di'evet. V'tzorch l'agzor livdok l'or ner yichidi. You need to do a b'dika again, meaning you did b'dika at the right time. You just used the wrong thing. You used an avuka, so now you got to do it again with a single candle. V'shalchei l'shalshum b'di'evet chala b'dika. But if you used a candle that produces the right kind of light, it's just it's messy, and so that the bedika would be chal. When it comes to shemen, there's a machlokas whether it's going to work b'diavad. So four things you're not allowed to use: avuka, shuman, chelev, shemen. But they all have different din in b'diavad. Avuka b'diavad is a zero. Shemen b'diavad is a machlokas, and chelev and shuman b'diavad is for sure okay. So different halachic status for those four things. Ela b'ner shel shava, but the best thing to use is a ner shel shava. V'meinu ner shel shava yochel livdok pos ner shel b'diavad yotzeben. If you don't have a ner shel shava, don't just say, okay, so I'll just do it in the dark. No, so use one of the neros that we said at least b'diavad is going to be okay. L'chora, for all the reasons that are given, a flashlight should for sure work. You're not afraid to bring it L'chora no stock. It's not going to light your house on fire. It's not going to be messy. It has very targeted light. It can get into the L'chora no stock. Right? So L'chora, it should really be okay. Meaning the reason we use a ner and not an avuka is not because a ner produces so little light and it's so great to have so little light. No, if you have an LED flashlight that produces a very strong targeted light, L'chora, that would be the best. So some of the poskim are very traditional. They say, it says ner, you got to use ner. Others say, if you look at all the reasons, so then probably the best thing to use is a flashlight. Feather, you for sure don't have to use. We don't know where that comes from. Okay, so afilu kaluim. Ratzalam, rukolshkeinim dibkon biyacha duchash vavuka, especially if you attach two candles together and they become, that's considered an avuka. El afilu klum salkadait duchah ner dami. You might think that if you twist it together, it's like one ner, kamash malan, that it's not. Primogod mashma dukol shochsen biyadu yachav vein mafritan zemizeh chash vavuka. That anything that you would hold together in your hand at once and doesn't separate from each other is called an avuka. If you have a single candle that has two wicks, where there's a little separation between the two, chashav avuka. That's also called an avuka. Says the Shulchan Aruch now, Sif Gimel. Check any place where chametz might have been brought. Every room in your house, every room in the second floor of your house requires bedika. Because sometimes you go into such places carrying bread. But if you have long-term storage for your wine, where you don't go into the middle of the meal to get more wine from there, and places where you store grain, where you don't go in the middle of the meal to go get things from, so enim tzricha bedika, does not require bedika. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sheyesh lach Hashem echnisu, ratzolom or lomi paim hakom Hashem sham shem chametz, pshita tzarech bedika. Certainly places that you use for chametz are going to require bedika. Afilu makom shein rogil l'shamish for chametz kol hashana, rak sheyesh lach Hashem echnisu shem chametz ba'akroi gam kein tzarech bedika. Even a place that you don't typically use for chametz, but you might have once in a while, also needs bedika. Can farsh l'kamei kol chadre abayis haynu afilu chadarim shemachzikim be'meshkolos. Even if you have a place where you keep collaterals, I don't know what you do for a living, that you keep all these collaterals, but if you have a special collateral room, right, there's your living room, there's your dining room, there's your collateral room, so since someone might come to collect their mashkon in the middle of the meal, so you might go in there with food, and you might forget your sandwich there. Any type of place where you have your pickles pickling and your cheese making room, and you're shederachli kodesh hametocha sudul litlam, where you might go in the middle of the meal to get stuff. V'chein beis heitzim neiros, place where you keep wood and candles. Gam kederach hashamish likodesh hametocha sudul likach neiros lalar veitzim l'tzorach atav shilin. You also might go in the middle of the meal. So those are places that need bedika. Shein mistapek to be mistapek ben pam madam lichs hametocha sudul pito biyadulav yodiyai l'sudaso. If it's the wine that you use on a regular basis, then we have to be choshish that you might come in the middle of the meal to get more wine for your sudav. What in otzro shel shar mashkin makom shor gilim b'shtiaso. Same is true with facilities that store other beverages in a place where you normally drink it. Shrichin bedika is going to require bedika. Mehem v'otzro shem stakim men v'yeshel kevesh notel b'pamachas mashat zarech lu suda. Ain zarech bedika kivin shen regilim l'kanis bo be'em tza suda. Places that you can always get at the beginning of the meal everything you need for that meal, and you never have to go in again in the middle of the meal. So such a place is not going to require bedika. For whatever it's storing, if it's a kind of thing that you never need more of in the middle of a meal, it's not going to require bedika. I don't know what kinds of things that would be, meaning most things that we use in a meal, you might need more of. The reason these places don't need bedika is because we assume you don't bring any chametz in there, unless you know that chametz was brought there, then they would require a bedika. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that you should do bedika with an Or HaNer, not by moonlight. In the Or HaNer, you'll go into the Chor Nustakin, and it will shine brightly, specifically at night. You're not supposed to do bedika during the daytime. If you did bedika on the 13th during the daytime, you got to do bedika again. If you forgot to do bedika on El Yodalid, you could do bedika B'yom Yodalid. And even then, you should use a Ner, unless you're in direct sunlight of an Achsadra or Keneged a window. Then we said you should not use use a torch, you should use a ner, and even when using a ner, you have to be careful what type of ner to use. It shouldn't be something that's too messy or that you might be afraid to bring into tight places. We said any place where they might have brought chametz, you should do bedika. A place that you go into in the middle of a suda, certainly you should do bedika, but a place that's used for long-term storage where it's very, very unlikely that you ever brought any chametz in there is a makom shemachnisim chametz, and it's not going to require bedika. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll learn Sifim Dalet Hei Vav and Zayin. Everyone have a wonderful evening.